Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of NFL Sunday, broadcasting from our Best Yet studio here in Boston. It is Keith Fourier and Wiggy. Patriots, of course, not playing today. They are taking on the New York Jets on Monday Night Football. But one of the other topics of conversation throughout the year has been Sony Michel and how much of it is the offensive line, how much of it is not having a fullback, how much of it is him for what seems like a step back this season. Right, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say that.
Last year he averaged like was a 4.5 yards a carry and was a monster in the playoffs. This year it's 3.5 yards per carry. And I think maybe the most damning thing is Brandon Bolden and Tom Brady are getting more goal line carries than Sony Michel.
Yeah, but see, I think that's a little bit of a misconception because Brady just calls his number on the quarterback sneaks. So, what do you call foreign?
Well, doesn't that him saying, well, I don't think Sony can get this?
No, it's just him saying, listen, I want to get this touchdown. It's what it is.
Fourier, what do you think of Sony Michel so far this year?
Well, I think, again, I've said it, I think he's a good back. I don't think he's a great back, period. Now, maybe he will be when he's older. I think he was a product of a great offensive line last year. Now you're starting to see how difficult it is when you need to, you know, make people miss and earn your own yardage without the ability to have a distinct opening. Like, here's your lane. Look, one cut and go. I think Brandon Bolden is going to be your new short yardage goal line back moving forward. I think he's the better option. He can move a pile better than Sony Michel can. And I mean, I guess it is a knock on Sony Michel because I just don't think some backs have that knack and that ability or that just the right attitude when it comes to short yardage. That's why they're short yardage backs. Right. And I think Brandon Bolden has that right mentality or skill set that Sony Michel does not.
All right, so you say he's a good back, and I think you might be right, but let's find out just how many good backs, I guess, there are in the league.
Okay.
Let's go through, and for just this season, so I don't care about how much money they make. I don't care about if they're going to be good 4 years from now. Mm-hmm. Just for the 2019 season.
So I'm just we're evaluating these players.
Straight up. Would you rather Sony Michel or Player X? I'm going to toss a guy out there that I think is either better or at least is in the mix, and then we're going to add it all up and see how many running backs are better than Sony Michel.
Okay.
That's the exercise. So let's start in the division. For this season, would you rather have Sony Michel or Frank Gore?
Sony Michel.
Not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
Well,
who would you rather have?
Right now?
Yeah.
Sony. I think I'd rather have Frank Gore.
Yeah, me too. Frank Gore.
Yeah.
We can't be biased.
Okay.
I'm not biased. Frank Gore
runs hard.
I want you to evaluate
one year,
the player.
I am. He's
not one year.
You guys should.
He's better than Sony Michel.
Right. So think about it. You swap him out right now for the rest of the year. Is the offense a little bit better with Frank Gore?
I don't think Frank Gore.
Two to one. So Frank Gore's on the list. I'm going to skip the rest of the bat. Devin Singletary, no. Forget the Bills backs. Kenyon Drake with Miami?
No, I'll Sony. Take Sony.
Sony, same. Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon.
Yeah. Ty Montgomery or Bilal Powell? No.
No.
Let's go to the AFC North. Mark Ingram.
Give me Ingram.
Yeah, Ingram for sure.
Yeah, you think so?
Ingram for sure.
I think
He's
Ingram
good.
Had a lot of some of those similar issues that Sony Michel did when he was younger. If you go back and look at Mark Ingram's first 2 to 3 years,
we're talking Mark Ingram right now.
Ingram makes that hole.
All right, what about Joe Mixon?
Give me Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
No, I'll take Sony.
I'll take Joe Mixon. What about Nick Chubb?
Ooh, give me Chubb.
Yeah, for sure, Nick Chubb.
There's a reason why
you guys have such a bad taste in your mouth with
Nick Chubb's
Sony
good.
Michel.
Nick Chubb can score. He could burst out a 60, 70-yard run. He's a better back.
Yeah,
Wiggy would know. They played at Georgia together.
He was a better back than
Georgia. He didn't play with Nick Chubb at
Georgia.
He played with both those guys. Sony Michel and Nick Chubb.
And Robert Edwards.
Just like four. You played with Philip Lindsay, didn't you? We'll get to him coming up. James Conner.
I'll take James Conner.
Yep.
I love him as a back.
Me too. Carlos Hyde.
Wow.
I know. That one's close, probably.
Give me Sony.
No, I'll take Sony also.
I'll take Sony. I'll take Sony on that one. I'll take Sony. Same with Duke Johnson. I mean, it's a different type of back, but I'd rather have Sony also. Marlon Mack.
Oh, from the Colts?
Marlon Mack is good.
Yeah, but I'll take Sony.
Because
I would like they have a great offensive line. So
Sony Sony ran the ball pretty damn well against the Chiefs last year also.
I'll take Sony there. That's fine. Leonard Fournette.
Sony.
No.
I'll take Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, I'm taking Leonard Fournette. Derek,
talk about a short yardage goal line back.
Guy's a beast. What about Derrick Henry?
I'll take him also.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. Deion Lewis?
I'll take Deion Lewis also.
All right. No, give me Sony over Deion.
Deion Lewis. Adam Lewis. Philip Lindsay, for sure.
Go Buffs.
Yep. Royce Freeman? Nah. No. Damian Williams for the Chiefs?
I'll say no.
Sony?
No, Sony.
LeSean McCoy?
Oh, man, he looked really damn good, didn't he? Talk about a guy that still got some burst and wiggle.
I know.
I think I'm switch. I think I'll take Sony. McCoy. McCoy.
I'll take McCoy.
Yeah, I'll take Shady, McCoy too.
Melvin Gordon, who's, I don't think, that good.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, that one's close. They're probably pretty similar.
It's hard to tell because Melvin Gordon is, like, on a pitch count because he sat out the first 5 weeks.
I think they're kind of similar, to be honest. I'll go Sony because I know – I'll take Sony there. What do you guys say?
I'll stick with Sony also.
Yeah, Austin Eckler?
I'll jump on the Sony bus.
Austin Eckler's pretty good.
Sony. He's got to be significantly, because if you're just talking about average to good backs, there's so many good backs, and I'm like, well, I'll just keep the guy I have.
Right. Yeah, that's fair.
So he's got to be significantly better in my book.
Okay. Josh Jacobs. He's having a monster rookie year with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. I'll take Jacobs.
Me too. I'll take Jacobs. Wiggy? I mean, it's already 2-1, but just you want to make it unanimous?
Well, it's a rookie year. Right, okay. So
it is a time sensitive.
I'm gonna go Sony.
All right. How about Ezekiel Elliott?
Oh, give me
Would
Zeke.
You rather have Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, Zeke.
Saquon Barkley.
Come on.
Saquon Barkley. What about these guys with Philly? Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders? Probably not.
Sony.
No, I haven't seen either one.
I'm with Christian. Like if the guy is
They gotta be like better.
Significantly
better.
If I go, okay, if I put this guy on the Patriots based off of his skill set, he's going to be better. But if I can go, if I put Sony on the Raiders or whatever, or what team, can he still put up those type
Probably
of numbers?
Similar, right? Yeah. Anybody on the Redskins? You got
Adrian
Peterson?
No.
Probably not. Although he had a good game last week, but I would say no. Anybody on the Bears? Tariq Cohen, Mike Davis, David Montgomery?
No.
David Montgomery might be, but they don't use him, so no. Kerryon Johnson with the Lions.
He's one of those. I'm viewing it from Christian. Put it in my head now. They have to be significantly better.
All right,
better.
Fine. So no Kerryon Johnson.
Did you say Christian McCaffrey yet?
We're not there yet. Aaron Jones or Jamal Williams from the Packers. Either of those guys.
So, no.
All right. Dalvin Cook, obviously. With the Vikings.
I'll take Dalvin.
Yeah, for sure. Devontae Freeman of the Falcons.
Sony. He's not significantly better.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. Alvin Kamara.
Yes.
Latavius Murray?
Latavius Murray.
You like him more?
I think he'd be better if he got more carries.
I'll give you that one.
He doesn't get enough in New Orleans. Because doesn't he split carries with Alvin Kamara?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Just got a text from Mutt who says Austin Eckler is much better. So we didn't have Eckler. But all right, we're gonna keep moving on.
Okay.
Does that sway you at all that Mutt? Okay, never mind.
Totally changed my mind now.
Ronald Jones from Tampa Bay. Or Peyton Barber. Sony. David Johnson, for sure.
Yeah, I have to say, some of these guys I haven't even seen.
All right, well, this is a good exercise to do with you then.
You're sitting there breaking down Tampa Bay Bucks games. Come on.
Well, I play a lot of fantasy football. I am aware of who's the running backs.
And I think we've seen these guys. Maybe we haven't watched a ton of film on them. But if we use the Christian format here, which I think you should use.
Better. All right.
The Christian format is if the guy's not significantly better.
Okay.
If he might be a tick or two better, what's the difference?
All right, so David Johnson's definitely better.
Yeah.
With the Cardinals. Chase Edmonds, I don't think we know enough about yet, but he's their backup. He's pretty good. Todd Gurley.
Healthy Todd Gurley.
Yeah, for sure. What about Matt Breda with the Niners?
See this.
Yes, he's been having a
similar.
Good year, but he's still say Sony's just as capable.
All right, same like Tevin Coleman.
Yeah.
Chris Carson is a beast. Chris Carson's good with Seattle. You don't like him?
No, I do, but he's not significantly better I'm using the formula.
Yeah, if you just like a certain type of runner, because I feel like there's nothing really flashy about Sony. He really kind of fits the personality trait and the profile that the Patriots look for.
Yeah.
He's just – listen, you do your job, he'll do his job. And is so, he going to break a play? No, he's not that special.
If you would've, he's kind of like a lot of their receivers, right, where it's like they can make a catch, they can pick up a first down for it, but they're not going to rip off a 50-yard touchdown.
If you would have asked me, we would have did the same exercise last year with the offensive line that the Patriots had, wouldn't we take Sony over a lot of these guys?
Not necessarily the guys that we're naming.
No. The ones that are not significantly better than him, like the Kid Carson in Seattle.
No, I still had his numbers were better last year, but there were still some issues I had with Sony Michel when it came to short yardage. It all of a sudden you just couldn't get it. Like that just wasn't in his game. And you thought for a first round running back, maybe you're able to pick that up. So based on these numbers, we determined there are 20 running backs better than Sony Michel. So, okay. I mean, that's probably what I expected.
Oh, actually wrote all this down. Okay.
I did. I didn't write out all the names. I just know there's a total of 20.
But what, is that where you'd put them anyways?
That's why I want to do the exercise. I literally had no idea what we were going
to
get.
If I would have said to both you guys before exercise,
where does he rank?
Where does he rank in the NFL?
Right. And you figure 32 teams. Mm-hmm. I figure he's definitely in the top 30.
I would say anywhere between 18 and 22.
Yeah. And so that's where we got him, probably right around there. I also think there is... You know, kind of like in quarterbacks, too, there's sort of that top tier. Like, Elliott and McCaffrey and Barkley and maybe another guy or two are sort of in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's sort of a group of guys who could probably have similar production based on the offense that they're in.
Right.
Right? Like, if you put a number of these guys that we named with the Patriots, they could probably do what Sony – I mean, this year, for God's sakes, of course they could do what Sony Michel's doing because he's not doing that much.
Right. And if you put Sony in their offense, he'd probably – The way I look at Sony Michel, and I think maybe some people view, a lot of people might view him, he's, I don't want to call him a workhorse because he's not, but he's not a home run hitter. He's just a good, solid back. If you give him the ball 18 to 22 times, he's going to come away with anywhere between 80 to 105 yards.
And I think I'd be more fine with that if that same guy could also have a higher clip, say, in the goal line.
Okay.
Well, you know, but like, isn't that the only thing that's really missing from him?
I would say the big runs.
I think the big like burst where it's like, see
you don't
later.
Get many 40-yard runs.
Yeah, but how many guys – I don't feel like there's a ton of – I feel like there's four, maybe five backs that actually have that.
And that might be
NFL.
Right. It might just be
so
those guys.
So I think
that
we're expecting something that – is really only for, you know, pro bowlers and really all pros, not pro bowlers, because that could be deceiving. The all pros, the Saquon Barkleys, I mean, guys that really have a second gear. I would say that you put it, once he gets to the second level, he'll make a guy miss, he'll run through a tackle.
But
like,
the problem
like
is
all backs do. Brandon Bolden runs through tackles.
Well, here's the problem with Sony Michel, and here's my GM. Player evaluation where I would say pros and cons, you know how they do it for the NFL draft. I would say he's a slow hole hitting back. He doesn't burst through the holes. When he gets to the second level, he can make guys miss, and he's difficult to tackle at the second level. But from where he lines up to getting 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, when that hole opens up, he's not fast through the hole. You know who used to be fast through the hole was Ridley. Remember when Ridley was here, Stephen Ridley? We used to watch him play.
Oh, I'm actually glad you brought that up because I think most people, because Ridley would fumble and then he would get benched and then it was like a big deal and everybody's like, oh, Ridley sucks, he fumbles. But who was a better back? Was Ridley better than Sony Michel?
He hit the hole faster than Michel.
Did.
He just hit it.
Now you got to hold on to the ball.
That's well, hold on. So if Philip Lindsay was on this Patriots team right now, after the year he had last year, would the running game look any different?
I don't think it would look significantly different. The thing you would see is you'd go, okay, he's not having the year he had last year, but he does hit the hole. Philip Lindsay hits the hole.
So I think yes, because I don't think running backs, I don't think it can just be the offensive line. Like, it can't be. Like, aren't some running backs special? Like, aren't some running backs, if you put them in any offense, now they might not get 2,000 yards in one offense and they might in another, but wouldn't you still be able to tell that they are on a different level? Yeah, or do you like, think that they're all the same?
No, but those are the Christian McCaffreys, the Saquon Barkleys.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the guys that you put them behind anybody. They're making guys miss, and they're ripping off 15, 20-yard runs all the time, 12-yard
runs. Sony Michel's long this year is 26 yards. There is, just by quick looking at it, like 35 or more players who have had longer
but
runs.
But see,
so
I wouldn't even look at the like those long runs. I would look at what, how many runs does he have between 7 and 15 yards? Because if you can rip,
I can't imagine that many.
Right, and see, that's what, when you start to look at running backs, if you can get a running back that can rip off a, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12-yard runs a game.
Yeah.
Now you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I bring up Philip Lindsay because, you know, the Denver Broncos played against the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been gashed. Every team that's run the ball against them has gashed them. He couldn't run. He didn't have any holes. He didn't have any space.
Nope.
And they slowed him down. The two of those guys, Freeman and Lindsay, I mean, have 71 yards combined. So,
no, but to your point, Fourier, Lindsay looked horrible in the game against Kansas City. He averaged 3.3 yards a carry, which is just under what Sony Michel is for the season.
Yeah, but is he a bad back, or did he have no holes?
I know, but over the course of a season, like, all right, you got to create your own yards then, I suppose, right? Like, or do you just say any back with the Patriots, any back is going to have no success?
You know, I think you need to find a stat on him then, yards after contact.
Okay.
Where he ranks as far as yards after contact.
Wherever.
Second level, whatever. I mean, because I do feel like he does have that ability. Because you guys have seen him do it. He'll break tackles. It's some reason he's just. I think that his biggest problem is that he has a first round pick attached to him.
I agree with that part.
It immediately forces you to look at him differently. Well, hey, Saquon Barkley. Oh, Alvin Kamara was a later draft pick. He's better than you. Oh, I mean, look, you should be better. You should be Todd Gurley. Right. I think that's part of it.
That affects him. 100% it does. All right, let's go to the phones. We got Tony in Worcester. He joins us next. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, we got problems with the offensive line. That's how the running game starts and ends. I mean, we're missing our center and our two guards, and, you know, we got makeshift line that needs time to congeal and gel or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
any running back is going to have a hard time running behind this line.
Well, then how come all of the other running backs on the team have a higher yards per carry than Michel?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's a situational issue. But overall, if you look at our running game, we're behind most teams in the NFL. And right now we're struggling to even protect Brady. So I think the running backs on this team are always secondary. And, you know, to the passing game, obviously, but The thing is, it's going to take Skarnecki a time to get these guys working together and, you know, be efficient run-blocking line. And I think by the end of the year, as usual, they're going to be a force. And Skarnecki is going to have them whipped into shape. Watch it.
See, the biggest number... The
Patriots are, like, in the middle of the pack in rushing yards.
Right, and when I'm here, I'm looking at Sony Michel compared
maybe
to...
Maybe a little bit on the... I'll count it up.
I'm looking at Sony Michel compared to all the running backs in the NFL, and when you start to look at running backs and you start to say, okay, what type of running back is this guy, and how do I know what he can do for me? The stat that I look at is yards per game, and right now, that's where Sony is struggling. Last year, he averaged about 74 yards a game, and we just
Patriots as a team 21st. Just to clear that up, so they're on the bottom half, but they
and
are.
And Sony's ranked 19th as far as yards per game, and that's kind of where we had him, right around the 20th best. You know, he averages 58 yards a game.
Yeah. All right, we will continue with that. Add Sony Michel to the conversation. The other one, Sam Darnold, we're going to get a look at him on Monday night. We didn't see Sam Darnold the last time. In fact, there's the third-string quarterback who's no longer even on the team. There's a lot of young quarterbacks, guys under 25, playing in the league right now, including Sam Darnold. Where do we have him? Is he the future quarterback of not only the Jets, but potentially one of the top guys of the league? We'll get into our thoughts on Sam Darnold when we come back. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to NFL Sunday on Sports Radio WEEI.
Their defense is good. They have been all year, but, you know, just like any other team, they're not unbeatable. So we just got to go out there, find the weakness in the defense, and keep working it. So that's what we're going to do on Monday night. Our whole team's super excited to play, too. We're excited to go out there. We had a good practice today. We're just looking to build off of that.
Well, that's the closest thing to trash talk I guess you're going to find as it relates to the Patriots. This is NFL
they'll
Sunday.
Twist it.
They will. They'll twist it. That's Sam Darnold, Jets quarterback, saying, you know, they're going to find a weakness. And hey, apparently man. Some of the defensive players for the
they're
Patriots.
They're going to do what? Yeah, they're going to try to find a weakness? What, how dare they?
I know. What more do you want them to say? Like, what more? Like, that's his. Yeah. But, again.
There are no weaknesses. They're perfect. They're
right.
great.
It's the best defense of all time. Right. So how could you possibly?
Oh, they're mocking us. They're mocking us.
Right. No I matter know. What he says, he's gonna catch some blowback. Can I give you a little?
Yeah, give us before we get into Sam Darnold. Give me some nuggets.
Can I give you some
Wiggy's
gold
been
nuggets
of stuff up here?
I've
for
been
you
cooking
during the
some
break.
Stuff here about our whole running back thing, and you asked okay. some of those questions.
I asked the hard hitting questions.
Yeah, hard hitting questions. And it was Le'Veon Bell, Gurley, David Johnson, Freeman, right. Mixon, Shady McCoy, Eckler, Connor,
and
Kerryon Johnson. A lot of guys on that list that we had above Sony.
Some of them we did, some of them we did not.
Right, but just all those guys that I had named off, Sony Michel has a better yards per game average than all those guys.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So that's a nugget there.
That is he has a better, nugget there. I know, but we didn't have all those guys above him.
We had Le'Veon Bell ahead of him.
Yeah, we did.
We had Todd.
Are you basing on this year's stats? Because
well,
I think
that's
think
historic.
That's what Rich Keith's question was this year.
No,
Le'Veon Bell's a better back.
No,
than
no,
Sony
but
Michel.
Just when, but see,
I said who would you rather have this year, not who has more yards this year. Because anybody can just look at the stats and say, the guy who leads the league in rushing, like yards per game, isn't necessarily the guy that you would want the most. Sometimes it is.
It's Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
You want to know second?
Barkley?
Nick Chubb.
I'd rather have Barkley than both of them.
Well, I know that, but Barkley is up there, though. It's not he's in the top 10. So when you talk about yards per game, that's why, to me, that's a huge stat. Yards per game. And when we were just – and all I'm saying is, I know –
You love Sonny Michel.
No. He's not playing as well as we want, but when you start to compare –
But we're making a lot of excuses for him. That's what it sounds like.
When you start to compare him to other backs – they're not really having great years either.
Okay.
And what we're doing is we're picking these guys based on their past history.
Some of them we are.
No,
some
all
of them are
them.
Young. Not all of them. I mean, Josh Jacobs is a rookie.
No, but I'm talking about besides you,
Bell. I mean, Bell obviously is a guy.
But
we're
Josh
going...
Jacobs is he's averages 86 yards a game.
He's like
in the top 10.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So the one thing I was curious about. All right, so let's take out offensive line scheme. Like when these backs have an opportunity to do what backs do, which is make guys miss, run through tackles. Who's the best at it? Because to me, I think that's a good indication of, you know, what your stats are going to be. So I had Matt look it up, and we're in the shed, so we have a different set of circumstances. I don't have a computer in front of me. So Matt, I want to bring Matt into the show real quick.
Carpenter
so
tools.
For Matt, where is Sony Michel as far as yards after contact?
So last season, Sony Michel was 22nd in the league with 2.1 yards after contact per attempt. So that was just under McCaffrey and James Conner, who were 20th and 21st in the league last year.
So who's top five?
Top five last year, we had kind of a mixed bag. Austin Eckler led the league, then Derrick Henry, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, and Melvin Gordon.
Okay, wow. So keep going. Who's
so
after
those Chargers guys are both better than I thought.
Who's after Gordon?
After Gordon was Isaiah Crowell, Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards, and then it kind of mixes around. There's a couple of quarterbacks in there also. Cam Newton was 19th, so he was actually ahead of
McCaffrey.
So the top five backs that we all thought were top five backs, you know, in all different categories were also the best, and there's a reason why, because they're best at avoiding tackles, breaking through tackles, adding to their yards per carry because they can, you know – avoid people.
Because that's the other thing, too, is not only, but that's yards after contact. And I would say that McCaffrey and Barkley can also just make these crazy runs without even getting touched.
Right.
Like, and I would say this, not to really kind of like turn this into a baseball metric, because I feel like this is kind of what you can do. Okay, so when is yards after contact once you past the line of scrimmage.
Right.
To me,
right.
That shows that you have a good offensive line. So you're not even, you know, attempting until you get to the second level.
That's why, to me, the biggest thing is yards per game. And so when you talk about – because that takes everything out of it. Take the offensive line out of it, right?
No, but yards per game doesn't it doesn't take everything out of it because some teams just want to run the ball more. So Baltimore Ravens are going to run the ball more than other teams. There are certain teams that just say, we're going to run because we don't have Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or whatever.
But when you say yards per game, then you have to look at attempts. And when you say Sony Michel has 100 attempts on the year and Le'Veon Bell has 85. So, yeah, he might have 15 more, but it's not like Sony has 100 and then Le'Veon has 30. So these guys are still having 60, 70 attempts a game throughout the season.
Yeah.
That's why when I look at yards per game, why isn't a guy like Le'Veon Bell giving you better yards per
probably
game?
Probably because Luke Falk was his quarterback for a couple of games. Trevor Siemian was a quarterback for a game.
But take away, because we all talked about when you looked at the Sony Michel and you looked at Joe Mixon.
I think that's more damning, though, for Sony Michel because some of those running backs are the number one thing that you need to stop in that offense. When you play the Jets, it's Le'Veon Bell. And maybe now it's going to start to change because Darnold's back, who we'll get into, and they do have a couple of receivers that aren't bad. But it's Le'Veon Bell. When you play the Patriots, what number is Sony Michel on the guys
I guess the only point that I was trying to make is when you start to compare him to a lot of these guys in the league, they're relatively close until you get to those guys that are way ahead and you go – he's significantly
There's probably like a top five or whatever it is, and then there's sort of a pile of guys that are kind of somewhat similar.
Yeah.
But Fourier is right. If Sony Michel was a third-round pick like Ridley, I believe, was, you probably would – you'd be like, this guy's solid. What do you want?
Yeah.
Right.
You'd be like, wow. Exactly. Right. So it just – I think it confuses people because I think there's probably five great badass backs, and then there's a gap, and then there's the rest that are all kind of – in the same,
and
not
I
bad.
Even say
you take
five.
Them all and you hand them the ball.
Right.
But Christian,
right.
I wouldn't even say five. I'd say McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, Shaquan Barkley.
Saquon.
Is it Saquon?
Well, he's always shaking people.
Saquon Barkley.
Shaking big Barkley.
Yeah, those are your all pros.
Yeah.
Kamara
doesn't run the ball traditionally like those guys do, but
no,
he's a special back.
He's in a different category.
Gurley when he's healthy, but he just isn't healthy anymore.
Not healthy enough.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that could be it.
Because you're looking at yards per game, Leonard
you like Ford. Chubb?
Chubb, the jury's still out, right?
He's young. But, I mean, that's a team with also a terrible offensive line and a quarterback who's playing like crap, and he's still putting up big numbers.
Right, Chubb is one of those guys that he's right there and could be there. Because they got Leonard Fournette on as another guy we talked about.
Yeah, he's a tough guy to figure out. I feel like he's either 130 yards or like 15.
Right.
Like he's all over the map.
So that's why.
But he was another high pick, and he's a guy that gets sort of.
But that's why when you look at those elite level backs, I think there's three of them in the NFL.
Yeah.
Barkley, Elliott, and McCaffrey.
Right.
That do it year.
Those guys were all drafted in the first round.
Yep.
Sony Michel was drafted late first round. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was drafted the same year as Barkley, who was, or wasn't he? Yeah, he was like the second pick in the draft, I think.
Yeah, but those guys are all significantly better. And no matter what team those guys are on, because you look at Christian McCaffrey, he's on they've had a lot of quarterback issues. You look at what he's able to do. Same with Saquon Barkley. Look what these guys consistently can do. And I just think there's three guys in the league, and then everybody else is interchangeable.
Yeah, that might be true, you know. And I just still think they need a little bit more out of Sony Michel. And I think he also got our expectations up because he was so good in the playoffs. And again, if you want to get into it and say, well, you know, the Chargers couldn't stop the run, the Chiefs couldn't stop the run, you know, they had James Devlin, the offensive line was better. That's all true,
right?
But still, he was fantastic. He was getting in the end zone every single game.
Right.
He was ripping off over 100 yards. Like he was pretty unstoppable. So you thought things were trending up because he started his rookie year hurt. So he missed a couple of games. Then he got off to a slow start. And you're like, oh, boy, what is this guy?
Then he had some good games.
Then he had some great games.
And then he gets hurt again.
Yeah, right. And then this year it's just sort of been a little bit of a slow start. And if Fourier's right, if Brandon Bolden starts stealing these goal line carries or short yardage carries, it's just not a great look.
Well, what do you guys think?
Short
yardage situation or goal line situation, you think he takes it?
I think Bolden does. I'm with you. I think Brandon Bolden's out there. I wish we could see Damian Harris. I would love to see what he has, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen. He's probably just going to like redshirt all year.
But the other thing, short yardage and goal line is a little tricky too, because that's about run blocking. If you don't have good run blocking and short yardage goal line and it's penetration and the back can't get going, I think we kind of look at that and we don't really take into consideration on short yardage or goal line how important run blocking is, how important play calling is. You're running a toss on 3rd and 2, and that's considered a short yardage play, but why are you running a toss? And then a guy's getting tackled.
Play calling for sure is on the list.
And so when you look at the short yardage or goal line, I think that's a lot has to do with run blocking. And if you're not getting the proper push, by the time the running back's getting it, he's not able to make some plays back there.
All right, we will take a look at Sam Darnold, one of the many quarterbacks in the league under the age of 25 that is starting. How good is Sam Darnold? We will get into that. Your phone calls as well, 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to NFL Sunday. Let's get back to it on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here on NFL Sunday, Patriots, of course, off today in action tomorrow night against the New York Jets, who have second-year quarterback Sam Darnold back. This is a guy who, two games this year, he is 1-1, but he looked really good last week against Dallas, and they beat the Cowboys 24-22. He had a couple of touchdown passes. He threw for 338 yards. For you, how good do you think, or what do you think of Sam Darnold so far?
Well, I'd say, I guess, based on the other quarterbacks that you've played, I think he has the best attributes out of all of them combined. I think he's got just as strong of an arm as Josh Allen. I don't think he's nearly as careless as Allen. I think he runs good enough, maybe not as good as Allen. Like, it's like Bill comparing him to a tailback. But I guess at the same time, that's not saying much because they haven't played any quarterbacks this year worth of anything.
No.
But based on everything, I mean, it's really hard for me to give it because I'm nervous based on who he's played and how quickly. Because like, I mean, last year they played against the Detroit Lions. Everybody loves this kid. It's the first game he plays and they beat the Lions on the road.
Yeah, Monday night game, I believe, right? It was like a Monday night game and he looked awesome.
Yeah, you're like, wow, this guy's great. Then he kind of, I don't know.
Then he was throwing interceptions left and right. Like, yeah, wow, Jesus, what happened to this guy?
Yep.
So I guess based on, and then now he's got a new offensive coordinator. He's only played in two games. So what are we really judging it on?
Yeah, I don't think you can make I don't think you can look at Sam Darnold and go, okay, here's what he is as a quarterback. Because you look at the sample size, just based off of last year, he struggled, right? And most rookies do.
Yes.
And now he's only played in two games. So you don't have a you don't look at it and go, okay, he has the full slate of games all this year.
But at the same time, don't you both kind of feel like you know what Josh Rosen is and maybe even what Josh Allen is? Like, the same draft class, they're mm-hmm. all still in the, and they're all in the division right now. And you're right, you don't want to completely write off a guy after a rookie year. It's not really fair, but just some of
but
the things that you've
more,
seen.
Though. They've played more, especially Josh Allen.
Well, Darnold played in 13 games last year. So he has 15 starts.
Right. How many games did Allen play in last year? He played in a bunch of games.
He did. But I'm saying, like,
well, I'll say this, Keith. Let me just say so. I think he's got really good pocket awareness. And just if you want to compare him to somebody who doesn't, yeah. look at Joe Flacco Thursday night. Has no pocket awareness whatsoever.
Jesus.
He's just,
I wanted to throw
amazing.
A remote at the television for how many times I was like, throw the ball.
Yeah, he just doesn't get it. I think he does. And arm strength, accuracy, all that stuff, leadership. I think he has all the intangibles and the skill set. We'll just see if he – and he's got some weapons this year as opposed to Daniel Jones, who didn't have any of his. So how do you really evaluate him? But I think for the long haul, he'll be Mark Sanchez. If he's Mark Sanchez for the New York Jets –
that's not
maybe
good.
A little bit better. But hey, listen, the guy played in two AFC Championship.
No, I know, but then he was gone. Like, I think they're hoping that he's the quarterback there for 10 years minimum. Well,
so who is that then?
Like, the sample size is too small for it.
Who is he? If he's a quarterback for 10 years, give me a quarterback that – is he Matt Ryan?
Could he be Matt Stafford?
No.
Stafford, maybe. Yeah.
Stafford throws the maybe. Ball all over the place.
I know, but so you don't think
maybe.
Darnold can do that?
But that's I would guy, say maybe.
Right? Like, that's the kind of thing I'm thinking of and where you sign him to this. There's no – like, a no-doubt second contract, whereas Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, they're not getting that second contract. At least they shouldn't with those teams.
So a no-doubt second contract.
And even, like, Ryan Tannehill, I felt like there was doubts even when he did it. Like, he needs to be better than Tannehill. Like, the bar is very low for AFC East quarterbacks in the last 20 years. Tannehill had the most starts for one team. Mm-hmm. Ryan Fitzpatrick is one of the better guys, and Chad Pennington. Mm-hmm. So Darnold needs to be better than all of those guys. He was the third pick in the draft. Like, he needs to be.
Well, then
So when you say Matt Stafford, I say yeah, I can see him being Matt Stafford,
right? And that's
why not?
And that you would have on that pick. That is a big hit.
Yeah,
you have your
hit.
Quarterback. You can draft
other
positions.
Excellent point, because you know what? You're when the second contract, like Jameis Winston and Marcus, you kind of know, listen, they've had multiple coaches. They've had multiple offensive coordinators. They've drafted talent around them.
Right.
They've gotten defensive players. So they've put you in good positions with good, competent coaches. And you still do the same stuff you did when you were a rookie. Mm-hmm. So – What's going to change? Like, am I really going to commit resources to you for $100 million? Because that's what those quarterbacks get now. No, I'm not doing it. I'd rather take the Jimmy Garoppolo route, make sure nobody really knows, playing a couple games, and then have them force you to pay you like crazy. Those guys aren't getting big time contracts. Look at Ryan Tannehill; he's backing up Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, who's not anymore.
Not
anymore.
What a great opportunity! Yeah. Ryan Tannehill can be his mentor and counsel him. Listen,
right.
This is what happened to me. I was a first round pick too, dude. Yeah. Just listen. You can be a backup, and it's better.
I don't think he's Stafford. I think the better comparison is the guy you just initially said is Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah,
oof. That's the better comparison.
That's not good.
Stafford. When you look at Stafford. Stafford, the problem
he's solid. Like, he's like a B quarterback.
He's
isn't
a solid
he?
Quarterback. He just plays for a bad organization.
Right. Oh, he's terrible. But there's no doubt. Like, we obviously don't know what it's like because you have Brady. So there's never even a question ever in any offseason mm-hmm. who the quarterback is. But in a lot of NFL cities, there is. But in Detroit, as bad as they have been, it's all right. We have Stafford. Now, what else can we get? Like, oh, we got to get a coach. We got to get a defense. We got to get a running back. We got a receiver. But you had the quarterback.
As of right now, Sam Darnold is not trending Stafford. He's trending more as Ryan Tannehill. Solid, solid. We'll give him the second contract because really we don't. We think that he might have a couple good years here and there, and he could be a good, solid quarterback.
You know, if you're going to do good, solid quarterback,
yeah,
you got to go Andy Dalton. Oof. I think that is the
not wrong with that. Right, you're right.
No, I mean, maybe
he's
you're
a pro
right.
quarterback.
Yep, okay.
He's not terrible. He's a good quarterback. He's just He's consistent.
He's got to make a lot of mistakes, which Andy Dalton does.
Yeah.
He's going to turn the ball
over. He'll never win on primetime or in the playoffs.
Yeah. He'll throw a ton of intercepts. That's what he is.
He can take the snap, though.
Well, that would be like if he ends up being – I don't know if that's who Sam Darnold is, but if he's Andy Dalton, are you – I mean, at least you're not – going in the draft every single year.
Yeah, you're not
year,
looking for a quarterback.
No, that's the key. And I think, even though it's limited, and he has actually had a couple more starts than Josh Allen. Josh mm-hmm. Allen only started 11 games last year. Sam Darnold seems to be more likely to be the team's future quarterback. If you could take any quarterback from last year's draft, so you need a quarterback, mm-hmm. and you have to take Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar Jackson. Those are the first rounders. Or Mason Rudolph, who was the third rounder. Mm-hmm. You have to have one of those guys lead your franchise. Who would you take?
I would go with Baker Mayfield.
I would slightly go Mayfield over Darnold myself, mm-hmm. even though he's been awful this
year. Yeah, he has been awful.
But I would still take him.
To do a coaching.
You know, why is that, honestly?
Why has he been awful?
Every sign leads to the fact that he isn't coachable. He's careless, he's random, he's not nearly as good as everybody thinks he is, but there's this, I don't know, shine attached to him that yeah. gives him a second chance over and over again, because you feel like, well, he could be Russell Wilson,
I know.
He's not Johnny Manziel, he's something different, he's something, I don't know. There's something there where I don't trust it.
I don't blame you, but it's something about like the good plays that you see of him. You're like, yes, there it is. That is impressive. That is like maybe like he rolls out, like chucks the ball and a guy in stride, and you're like, okay, there's something there. But then the next thing you know, and honestly, some of his interceptions this year, just watching the game last week, hit receivers in the hands.
Right.
And like batted them up in the air, and then they led to turnovers.
There's two things with Baker Mayfield,
which he shouldn't be charged for, by the way.
I like that. That's a good rule.
And I like they should take that away from – that shouldn't go
on the court.
Put it on
the receiver.
Yeah. It should be, that should – I don't know what it could be. It should be interception / drop where receivers
would
have –
put it on drops. Yeah.
There are two things that are going against Baker Mayfield for him to maybe potentially take that next level and to kind of maybe separate himself a little bit. First thing is the coach. Right?
Yeah, that guy seems to be terrible.
Right. Coaches, it's huge when you're talking about the quarterback situation. You got to have the right coach. And the second thing is, and this is going to be shocking for you to hear. You talk about a hot take sizzling.
I'm ready.
He's got too much talent around him.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me.
Too much?
Let me explain this to you. Too much talent in the sense of personality talent. So you have an inexperienced coach who now has to get Odell Beckham the ball.
And he can't handle that, you think, Baker Mayfield?
Right. You got to get – not only do you got to get Odell Beckham the ball in reverses and double passes and tunnel screens and this and that, you now have to get Jarvis Landry the ball to keep him happy, because you don't want these guys chirping in the air of your second-year quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have more of talent that doesn't have – that's not the personality talent. So if you have let's say you have a Julio Jones and then some other guys, you have talent, but it's not a personality issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too much of that's why he had a better year last year.
You think so?
Because now he's thinking in his mind, uh-oh, this play, I got to get it to Odell.
They also kind of didn't have the expectations that they have this year, and I wonder if that sort of like collapsed in on him
a little bit.
That's
part of it, but that's because of the...
Well, and one of the reasons it's Odell Beckham.
It was premature. Expectations.
I fell for it.
Yeah, and I did too. But when you think about it, they were playing last year with really no circumstances. You fire your coach,
and it's like, okay, now just play.
And then you add Odell. You're like, oh, man, if we could do that in a crazy environment, a crazy situation, we were able to keep it all together and win despite of everything that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we're all kind of buttoned up and we add an extra good player. Oh, geez. Well, why wouldn't we just keep winning?
But because the good player you added basically said on an interview last year, Treat, with a young quarterback, it's very difficult to manage that. And now a young coach, so you're appeasing the receiver, not the offense. And that leads to problems. And then you factor in that Nick Chubb is having a very good year.
Right.
But it's like, wait.
And they're getting Kareem Hunt back in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but how do we keep Odell and Jarvis from
those guys are going to get pissed.
Not being in his ear and making this. It's not like he's a veteran quarterback and understands he's a Brett Favre or Brady or
right.
Drew Brees and says,
right.
listen, I know how to get everybody involved here. Don't worry about it. Everybody will get your touches. You're talking about a second-year quarterback who also has some of an attitude.
He does. A little swag. So Wiggy and I still would both take Baker. Fourier, who are you going with out of that last year's quarterback class?
Well, I mean.
You got to take somebody. I mean, all these guys.
I mean,
it's amazing. They're all starting now. Well, Rosen got benched, but for the most part.
It's a no to Rosen. Yep. I never liked him to begin with.
Lamar Jackson,
I will tell you this. I underestimated him.
He's fun to watch.
Yeah, and I did not think that it would work. Now, it has, and they've done a great job of coaching him. I just wonder
how long.
Yeah. Because what happens if he, you know, when you take his legs away, or all these teams, even the Colin Kaepernick, they figured you out.
Right.
They figured you out after that first year. But he kind of had. Last year, he kind of had success. It was limited. But
he's been struggling. He's been struggling of late.
I don't know. I just feel like in the end, that's got a shelf life. That's not a 10-year guy.
So he's off the list. What about – who's the other guy? Josh Allen.
No, Fourier hates Josh Allen.
All right.
No, I can't. It's really
Darnold or Mayfield.
Yeah. And so I think I'm left towards a Mayfield just because
okay.
I'm not really sold on Darnold yet. But I tell you what, you know what? Screw it. I'm going Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
I'd rather have Lamar Jackson than Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
And if that's my option, Baker Mayfield is – I know Lamar Jackson, he may be a little bit more – but I just think he's more coachable. And if he can't throw it, I'd rather have his legs. I just think Baker Mayfield
in the end, his
attitude will end up just burning you down and you'll end up like, you know – just being screwed because of it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Crazy. Hot takes.
Well, I like that very much.
Blazing.
Let's get into the New York Jets here. Is this going to be a challenge? Is this going to be any kind of a game tomorrow night? They obviously have their quarterback back, but they're also getting some other guys back on defense as well. So we'll get into tomorrow night's game. You can join us as well, 617-779-7937. This is NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price, Kaplansky.com, and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.